സദാശിവ സമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യ മധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യ പര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരു പരമ്പരാം. ദൃഷ്ടിർമൂഢസ്യ സർവദാം ഭാവ്യ ഭാവനയാ സാതു സ്വസ്ഥസ്യാ ദൃഷ്ടിരൂപിണി. അഷ്ടാവക്ര ഡിസ്ക്രൈബിംഗ് ദ നേച്ചർ ഓഫ് എ ജ്ഞാനി, ഹൗ ഹി എന്റർടെയിൻസ് ഹിസ് mental status, the thoughts which arise in the mind is not a burden to a jnani. Any thought which arises in the mind, it cannot cause any pain inside. There is no hurt or guilt. Even a fraction of second it comes, he knows how to go to his green room. That means jnani knows the route and the entry. Atma Swarupam, that entry is always open for him. Whenever anatma attacks, jnani rests in atma. So it cannot afflict the jnani, or it cannot affect the jnani. Remember, jnani also cannot avoid unfavorable experiences. Jnani also cannot avoid unpleasant, unfavorable, painful experiences. In spite of unfavorable, unpleasant experiences, jnani remains calm, quiet, without any disturbance. How is it possible? Because he knows that I am not connected to this disturbance. He looks at it as a sakshi. That is called objectifying the anatma as anatma. He looks at it as an object. Object is object, I am the subject, there is a distance. How is it possible? Object is mithya. That object is mithya. We also know clip is object, object is object, subject I am. What is the next step? Jnani looks at the objective world, including body, including mind, he looks at them as mithya. That is most important understanding. That is why he is able to look at it as anatma, maya, prakriti, and happily accepts its modifications, what are all changing, mind changing, body changing, happily accept. For an ajnani, bhavana, abhavana, sakta. These thoughts are disturbing me. Pleasant thoughts, unpleasant thoughts, running away from unpleasant, holding on to pleasant. This problem is only for ajnani. But for a jnani, either favorable or unfavorable, pleasant or unpleasant, all thoughts are mithya. Bhavya bhavanaya satu svasthasya, the one who remains in whom his nature. Svasthasya means what? The one who remains in his own nature. Remaining in his own nature means what? Remembering that true nature all the time. He never lose sight of. That is called swasthasya. Therefore what? Adrishti rupini. Adrishti rupini means stopping the thoughts, entertaining the thoughts is not a goal for him. It's not his job. He need not take up another thing. When unpleasant situation comes, experiences comes, what do generally people do? They switch over to pleasant. இன்னைக்கு மனசு சரியில்லை, சினிமாவுக்கு போயிட்டு வரேன். இன்னைக்கு மனசு சரியில்லை, விண்டோ ஷாப்பிங் பண்ணிட்டு வரேன். ஒரு ஆள் ஷாப்பிங் பண்ண கொஞ்சம் ரிலாக்ஸேஷன். இட் இஸ் லைக் ஷிஃப்டிங் த பர்டன் ஃப்ரம் ஒன் ஷோல்டர் டு அனதர் ஷோல்டர். இட் இஸ் லைக் ஷிஃப்டிங் த பர்டன் ஃப்ரம் ஒன் ஷோல்டர் டு அனதர் ஷோல்டர். ஆஃப்டர் சம் டைம் எகெயின் ப்ராப்ளம் கம்ஸ் தேர் ஆல்சோ. த பூரி விச் இஸ் இன் த ஆயில், it is struggling. I can't withstand with this oil, boiling oil. Let me come out of this. Puri jumped from the oil, boiling oil. Where it can fall? Fire. It is more painful. Like that only. We are all trying to escape from one thing to other. Our whole life is like this. Through the person, through the situations or anything, we are running away and searching for another happiness. But we are not getting. Wise person never do this. Gatasun agatasun cha nanu shochanti panditaha. He Arjuna, wise people never grieve. Therefore, bhavya abhavanaya satuna sa. Thoughts, those thoughts which are all coming and going, all of them are not there for a jnani. They are all there, but he looks at them. It's no weight, no burden. Ashantasya manobharaha prashantasya manaha bhushanam. It's a privilege. Up to here we saw in the last class. சர்வாரம்பேஷு நிஷ்காமஹ யஸ்சரேத் பாலவன் முனிஹி நலேபஸ்தஸ்ய சுத்தஸ்ய க்ரியமாணேபி கர்மணி. Whether there are thoughts in the mind or mind is free from thoughts, it's not the criteria that keeps you free, happy. Thoughts are not problematic. If you identify with the thoughts alone is the problem. So first we have to distance the thoughts. First we have to recognize there is a thought in the mind. That thought is only anatma. I have to look at that thought, distancing that thought. These are all first we have to do. That itself is a toughest task. Many people cannot recognize there is a thought in the mind that which is moving here and there. I have to distance, and how can you know? Very difficult. Therefore, by studying Shastra, Ashtanga Yoga, Abhyasa, only you come to know how to distance the thought. Once you distance the thought, you won't identify with that. You look at the thought differently. Generally, we are all carried away by the thought. Where is the question of distancing? I remember one book written by Swami Sivananda, Thought Power. Daily, I used to read many pages. I used to read that book more than 15 years, regularly. Excellent book, that book, Thought Power. And he does a lot of analysis about the thought. That book is very, very wonderful book, really. You can see your thoughts separately as a subject. Thought is an object. By Ashtanga Yoga Abhyasa, if you do Dhyanam every day, and Dhyanam itself you can recognize the thought is not you. A person who does Dhyanam every day, his mind level is a different level. Every day Dhyanam you have to do. That Dhyanam also you have to learn from a teacher. That is a safe side. Our people say these people won't go for meditation teacher. Anyhow, guide, no? The person who guides us in meditation. People, generally our ancestors knows that. Therefore, hold on to Bhagavan. Do meditation upon him. You are safe. Hold on to Bhagavan, meditate upon him. That is safe. Then your mind gets a lot of focusing capacity comes, concentration comes, purity comes, and you know, just you can distance your thoughts. Then you cannot be disturbed by those thoughts. These are all possible for a meditation practitioner. Therefore, this person, in spite of doing action, sarvarambheshu karmani. Look at here. Sarvarambheshu nishkamaha, desireless. Nishkamaha means kama rahitaha. There is no desire for any anatma. If it comes by itself, okay. Ignorant person is one who converts their luxury into necessity. Ignorant person, every luxury become what? A necessity. Cell phone is a luxury. Now I am converting it as what? Necessity. Computer is a luxury. I am converting it as a necessity. Phone is a luxury. I am converting it as a necessity. What is the difference between luxury and necessity? Luxury is that if I miss it, I don't feel its absence. If it is not there also, it will not disturb me. That's called luxury. I can give up it any time. I don't feel. But necessity is that its absence disturbs me. If cell phone is not working, it disturbs me. Any gadget, what am I using? All our Bhagavan has given only for luxury. But we are converting them all necessity. House is a luxury. Car is a luxury. Everything for that matter. Then we become slaves to them. And a lot of disturbance. Therefore, Jnani is one, Nishkamaha. This is called Nishkamaha. Looking at the objects as whatever given by the Bhagavan is a gift for me. It is a gift for me. If it is not there also, anywhere, at any time, I am calm, quiet, relaxed. I am not disturbed. Like that. Okay, nishkamaha, when sarva arambheshu, any action at any time, whatever he starts, any place, sarva arambheshu, nishkamaha, yaha, charet, balavatu munihinar, like a child. Baby, child ko, what is necessity is luxury only. It is not a necessity. That's why child forgets immediately. It is not worrying about that. You see the children, if you look at the children, you have to see their psychology, you know. Observe their psychology. If they lose them, they forget about it and they come back. Immediately they forget. They won't take it seriously. The mother shouts at them, mother beats. The child will not think for 4 days, 5 days, 10 days, nothing. Again, run to the mother and hug the mother. Baby won't remember it, no? The child doesn't remember. What happened to the child? Balavatu, Munihi also like that. That is why Jnani never keeps anything in the mind. Grumbling, mind, no? Murmuring mind. Murmuring madri, murmuring mind. Murmuring mind, grumbling mind with guilt, hurt. Jnani doesn't entertain such a mind. why it is more burdensome, it is more heavy weight it is on the head of a jnani. Jnani don't want to entertain the weight, you know. And the weight is when appa thooki keela vechiranna. That is why jnani immediately forgives everything and takes it easy. That is why always these perfectionists are, no? Perfectionist. Ellame perfect ah irukum. Avladha. And aala pakkathil irundha namm out. Therefore this jnani is not like reha charati balavatu munihi. Children are not too perfectionist. They never expect that. Since jnani, munihi means mananat munihi. Mananat means remembering, reflecting upon the Atman nature all the time, not taking too serious and to be too idealistic, too perfectionist, na, they cannot be happy. Because jnani knows nothing can be perfect in the world. The more you work with another person, they come to know your limitation, you come to know their limitation. The more you work with computer, you come to know its limitation. The more work you work with a cell phone, you come to know its limitation. And your limitation also. This is what anatma. You can never bring perfection in anatma. You need not bring perfection in atma. Jnani knows this. Atma is ever perfect. Anatma is never perfect. Ever, never. I am ever perfect, Shuddha Atma, and the Shuddhasya. Second line, Shuddhasya means of that jnani who is pure, who recognizes that I am pure Atman. Shuddha means pure. Shuddhasya means pure Chaitanya Swarupam, unconditional. I am relaxed today and everything is fine, Swamini, at home. That is Ashuddha. Conditional Ananda. That's a jnani never work for Anubhava Ananda. Experiential Ananda. Conditional peace, conditional happiness, conditional security is conditioned. Why? As long as conditions are available, my security, my happiness, my peace also continue. Once conditions disappear, my PHL also disappears. Therefore, na lepaha tasya kriyamanepi karmani. Karmani kriyamanepi. Karmani kriyamanepi means in spite of doing all actions. That means jnani also cannot sit quietly. Karmani kriyamanepi, even though he is indulging in duties, activities, according to his prarabdha, there are some duties given, going on and on. Karmani kriyamanepi shuddhasya tasya lepaha na asti. He is not anointed by any duties, burdens. Lepaha means lepanam, theriyum illaya, nalla அப்ளை பண்றது. அந்த மாதிரி எதுவுமே ஒட்டிக்காது அவர் உடம்புக்கு. லோட்டஸ் லீஃப் மாதிரி. That is why Jnani's mind is a light mind. How to entertain that light mind? Sit under the light. We are always sitting under the light. Either sunlight or tube light. But mind is not light. Why? To make your mind light, only two things. Satsangatyam, Satgrandha Vatanam. Be with a noble person all the time. Associate with a Mahatma, noble person, who is associated with Shastra. Who is noble person? Who has got noble prize? Who has got noble prize is a noble person? Noble Prize winner is not noble person. A person who is with full of knowledge, scriptural knowledge, is a noble person. The age is not a question, caste is not a question, language is not a question. If the person is very, very well informed in Shastra, such a person is called noble person. Associate with a noble person who is having Shastra association, so that you also can come touch with Shastra. Sat Grandham and Enna Grandham. English, if you write Sad Grandham, I know. Sat Grandham, scriptural, only Bhagavad Gita, Upanishad. Why it is called Sat Grandham, you know, I will tell you. It is talking about Sat. Sat Purusha, Sat Grandha. Think of it, no? Sat Purusha. A Purusha who knows about Sat is called Sat Purusha. Our general, normal translation of Sat Purusha is what? Sat Purusha is a sage, Mahan. Why they are called Sat Purusha? You should take literal meaning, philosophical meaning. A person who knows that Atma is Sat, existence, I am Sat alone, Brahman alone. Therefore, it is called Sat Purusha. Sat Granthamana means what? Sat Grandha is a new translation. Okay. I never translated like this. First time I am translating like this. Sat Grandha means what? Sattu Mau Adil. Okay. Adil. Sat Grandha means a Grandha which talks about the Sat existence. Why Mahatmas are called Satpurusha, I understand. Even though they are not talking about the Sat existence directly, they talk, you know, some good words through stories or some noble words, you know, holy words they just utter, which is connected to Sat Granthas, Upanishads. Therefore, Satpurusha, Sat Granthana, they dilute it. The teaching, if you can't understand, Pura, Bhagavatar, all these people, Kadha, Kalakshepa, place, they are also Satpurushas, Satsangachyam only. But even though they are not talking about Satchitananda directly, indirectly they take you to that. Even they do not know that. You also do not know. But indirectly they are taking you there only. That is also Satsangachyam. அதையே சத்சாங்கத்தியம் வந்து இந்த கிளாஸ் எவ்வளவு சத்சாங்கத்தியம் பாருங்க. சத்கிரந்தம் அஷ்டாவக்ர கீதா, தீஸ் ஆர் த டூ பெஸ்ட் வேஸ் யூ வாண்ட் டு கம் அவுட் ஆஃப் சம்சாரா வெரி சூன். நெவர் மிஸ் திஸ் டூ, சத்சாங்கத்தியம் சத்கிரந்த பட்டனம். தீஸ் டூ ஆர் த ஓன்லி அவர் கவச்சம், ஆர்மர். இஃப் தே ஆர் தேர், யூ ஆர் ரியலி ப்ரொடெக்டட், யூ ஆர் பிளெஸ்ட். எப்போ? லைஃப் லாங். நெக்ஸ்ட், சாயேவ தன்ய ஆத்மஜ்ஞஹ. சர்வ பாவேஷு யஸ் ஸமஹ. பஷ்யன் ஸ்ருங்வன் ஸ்பிருஷன் ஜிக்ரன். அஸ்யன் நிஸ்பர்ஷமானசஹ. சீம், ஹவு மெனி டைம்ஸ் இட் இஸ் கமிங்? பஷ்யன் ஸ்ருண்வன். அஷ்டாவக்ரருக்கு ரொம்ப பிடிக்கும் நினைக்கிறேன் இந்த ஸ்லோகம். மெனி டைம்ஸ் யூ ஹாவ் ரெட், சோ மெனி டைம்ஸ். சஹ ஏவ தன்யஹ, தனம் அஸ்ய அஸ்தி இதி தன்யஹ. வெல்த், what type of wealth? Spiritual wealth, not materialistic wealth. Dhanyaha, bhagyashali. Avan romba bhagyavan, enna ardham theriyuma? He has got a parenthood who are very, very religious. He has got a guru. He has got a lot of blessings of elders. Bhagyashali en solluva. தன்யவான் சொல்லுவோம். தன்யாக மீன்ஸ் பிளஸ்ட். தனம் மீன்ஸ் ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் வெல்த், சாதன சதுஷ்டய சம்பத்தி. என்ன சம்பத்தி? என்ன 1 crore பிக்ஸட் டிபாசிட்டா? தேர் சம்பத்தி மீன்ஸ் According to Shastra, Daivi Sampat is the Sampat. According to Shastra, Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampatti is the Sampat. Sampado Naiva Sampadaha. Vipado Naiva Vipadaha. Sampat Samsmaranam Vishnoho. Vipat Vismaranam Harihe. Remembering God all the time is called Sampada. Saguna Rupenava Nirguna Rupenava. Either in the form or formless. That is real sampada. Now, how much rich you are? Rich Swami, I am richest. Appadi sollano. I am rich in the bank balance. I am the richest person in the world. Because Bhagavan has blessed me, I am dhanyaha, blessed me with Shastra. Shastra Vasana. Guru. Shastra is there, Guru is there. But Shravanam is not there enough. Bhagavan blessed me to have an opportunity to listen Shastra. So I am the richest person. Dhanyaha. Saha dhanyaha. Ashtavakra says he is a wealthiest person. Now you have to say what? I am the wealthiest person. Aha. Our he is wealthiest person. I am the wealthiest person. Bhu Atmajnaha. The knower of Atman. Jnaha means Janati iti Jnaha. The one who knows. Knows what? Atma. Atmajnaha. Sarva Bhaveshu Yaha Samaha. Yaha Samaha. Who is always equanimous. Equal. Uniform. Same. All under all conditions. Upon what? Sarva bhaveshu. Under all conditions. Under all circumstances. Sarva bhaveshu means under all circumstances. Under all situations. No change in the face. Namak appadi illi. Konjam kushi kushi kushi. Edhaavadhu oru vaarthai unpleasant kaadhula vidundha udane. Aha, you see that face? If you want to use the mirror for that purpose. Come on. Mirror is very useful because you do not know how you are keeping your face. Other person only, unfortunate person. They have to face your face. Priyadho, they have to face your castoril face. That's why always distribute your smile. What? How much you have to pay? Distribute your smile. Show always smiling face. You look so beautiful and you are spreading all positive vibrations. If you smile, I love your smiling face. You should say like that. You are always smiling. We do not know we are smiling, but they recognize. Because you do not know you are angry, your face. Gloomy face, gloomy face, you do not know. Other person watch, your children, family members, okay, smile. Who can smile? All beings cannot smile. Only human being can smile. After saying this only, I am seeing some faces are smiling. You know. No being in the world can smile. It is a privilege for me. If I won't smile in this life, in this human life, Bhagavan says, you have never showed your smiling face. Better take another birth next to Janma. Why for you human birth? Pallu sari illa. Pallu sari illa. Yaru sari irukka pallu. Urtham sari irukka. Alignment. Edo oru kore irukkum pallu. It's not a face. No, smiling comes from the heart. It's expression. I am also selfish. If I talk more about this, you are all smiling. By seeing your smiling face, I am getting tremendous energy, you know. Like Hanuman Vajra. Hanuman gets energy, you know, like that. In the front of Jambavan, Hanuman gets energy. By seeing your smiling face, I am getting a tremendous positive vibration. I am not joking. It's true. When you smile, other person get what? Positive vibration. Therefore, I won't want to smile. அம்மா அவனுக்கு வந்து பாசிட்டிவ் வைப்ரேஷன் வர நான் சிரிச்சேன். அப்ப என்ன ஆயிடும், நாட் ஓன்லி அதர் பர்சன் கெட்ஸ் பாசிட்டிவ் வைப்ரேஷன், யூ கெட் ட்ரெமெண்டஸ் ஹெல்த். குட் ஹெல்த் யூ வாண்ட் டு கெட் ஆல் த டைம், கீப் ஸ்மைலிங், கீப் ஸ்மைலிங. Never show any problem or anything. Just keep with yourself. Pass on only smiling. So, dhanyaha, atmajnaha, sarva bhaveshu yaha samaha is always equal. Then, sarva bhaveshu na pashyan, while seeing anything. Seeing anything and those who are obstructing our way, you know, when we want to go fly, apdi correct obstructing the road, romba kushi kushi iruka avan vandu apdi poga maata ipdi poga maata apdi epdi irukum apdi pallu kadichi no samaha. That is the situation at that time, given time it comes, accept it, pleasant or unpleasant. Pashyan Srinvan, Srinvan, hello, how are you? Nice. So, we do not know what news we are going to leave here. Either phone or mail or any news. One tension or tension is there. Srinvan, Samaha, and Samaha, all add pannu kongo. Prishan, when you think touching, when you are touching it, Prishan, sometimes pleasant touch, sometimes unpleasant touch. Some people touch, you feel present. You want that touch. But some people near patta varamane amma. This type of liking and disliking, adella kadiyadu samaha, that is called prarabdha. Okay, understand? Prarabdha, after coming, oh, this is my prarabdha. This is my prarabdha. Good prarabdha, bad prarabdha. Good prarabdha also my own karma phalam. Bad prarabdha also my own karma phalam. Bad prarabdha brings unpleasant touch. Good prarabdha brings pleasant touch. Unpleasant, pleasant, both belong to anatma. They are temporary. I am not carried away by them. Therefore, I am Samaha, Atma and Artha. Samaha means what? I am Atma. This Shabda, Sparsha, Rupa, Rasa, Gandha cannot disturb me. They are just passing on. Prushan, Digham, when smelling. Now, no smell of Kuva. Suddenly it comes. That is our prarabdha. Ye Kesari High School e kadikana namaku vere adam kadikakoodadu. நமக்கு அந்த டைமுக்கு அந்த கோவம், மெனி டைம்ஸ் கோவம் ஸ்மெல் ஓல்டு வீடியர், அனதர் ஸ்மெல் கம்ஸ், குட் ஸ்மெல், பேட் ஸ்மெல், கோல் ஸ்மெல், தட் இஸ் அவர் பிராரப்தம். அக்செப்ட் இட். அக்செப்டன்ஸ் இட்செல்ஃப் இஸ் எ பிளெஸ்ஸிங், கிரேட் பிளெஸ்ஸிங். இந்த அக்செப்டன்ஸ் வி ஹாவ் டு டெவலப், ட்ரெமெண்டஸ் பேஷன்ஸ் இஸ் ரெக்வயர்ட். அது வரதுக்குள்ள நமக்கு 75 ஏஜ் வரணும். As early as possible it comes, it is wonderful. After fighting with everyone, after fighting எல்லாம் முடிச்சு அவனுதான், அவன் அப்படிதான் போறோம் எல்லாம் குட்டு வாங்கினதுக்கு அப்புறம். Many people mature very lately. But some people mature, like you, mature fast. Okay. Prushan, Vigran, Ashnan, while eating also, while consuming some food or something, and any drinks, soft drinks, a nice malt or something, sweet juice, something like that. Ashnan, while eating also. That is also our prarabdha. Good viksha is good prarabdha. Bad viksha. But the student is aware, don't know why salt put it on. What are you doing? ஐயோ போனதே நினைச்சா சுவாமி மிஸ்டேக், அது உன்னுடைய பிராரப்தம் தான். ஐயோ என்ன ஒன்னும் ஆகாது, உள்ள போச்சு அவ்வளவு. What to do? Any good? You go and sit in the hotel also. your prarthana according to that, that we will bring. Ashnan tarshamanasaha. Tarshamanasaha means a person who the requirement doesn't require. Tarshamanasaha means whose mind is not required any such conditions to be happy. Tarshamanasaha, having transcended. Tarsha means transcended, beyond. Manasaha, yesterday we saw in Panchadarshi, day before yesterday, tarshamanasaha. A jnani is one who transcends the mind, go beyond mind. Marjani or Mahavakya, he cleans up the mind, sends the mind out. Mind out anna adar nanchukadunga. Okay, mind out means what? That mind which is a mind, a blessing mind. It is very helpful. Aham akhandakara vritti sahita manaha. That mind. So it is not a problematic mind. That means a mind mithyatva nischayaha. Tarshamanasaha means who transcended the mind, who is a gunatitaha. Sattva rajastamo guna. Pata the smell. Ennumo cook pandra, ennyo poga varadu, edo varo. Tarshamanasaha, one who has transcended, gone beyond the mind, that mind which is anatma mithya. That is called transcending the mind. Don't sit without mind, I want to sit Swamini today. It's a privilege. Having mind is a privilege. Change the mind. Train the mind. Discipline the mind. Mind illena appo clip ki unnake enna difference? Thoughts to, I don't want anna appo clip ki thought kediyadu unnake thought kediyadu appo clip avu irukalam illayo ashadu annu solluvar Swami idu ivan da ashadu anna yaar I want to stop my mind anna. Tarshamanasaha means the one who has transcended the mind means people mistake here. What way they mistake? I want to stop my mind. Because Ashtavakra said that that person transcends the mind. Transcend. I have gone to trance. Many times I go to trance. Problem. What do you mean by going to trance? There is no problem. Trance is not a mithyatva nischayam. We should not waste our time. Okay. Tarshamanasaha.
Kvasam sadhanam. Akashasyeva dhirasyam. Nirvikalpasya sarvadam. Sarvada nirvikalpasya. A jnani is one who is nirvikalpaha, means vikalpa rahitaha. There are no vikalpas. No vikalpas means, vikalpa means differences. Vikalpa means I am the subject, there are many objects. All these vikalpas. Pramata, pramanam, prameyam, triputi called vikalpa. This vikalpa is not there for a jnani. Why? Whatever I see, whatever I experience, it doesn't have its own existence really. They are all experientially real, not factually real. Entire nama rupa, prapancha. Example, pot. There is no pot, I experience the pot. There is no cloth, I experience the cloth. Really, I am speaking, I am experiencing the fiber. A shirt is a shirt, nothing but fiber. Is there a shirt other than fiber?
So in this manner he analyzed, or she analyzed. What is fiber? Cotton. What is cotton? Molecules. All you go into that, what it, atoms, subatomic particles. Finally it goes to panchabhutas. Sanmoolam anvichcha sadaiva soumya. Anga ponu, inga start pannu. Therefore nama roopa is not real. Namma problem enna ipo, nama roopam realo real. Upon rope I am looking, seeing the snake. Nama roopa, the snake form belongs to the snake or rope? The snake form, konja neram aagara think pandradhukku, the snake form belongs to the rope or snake? Kelvi puriyala? The snake form, the unreal snake, our snake, okay, and the snake form belongs to the rope or snake? 3 weeks time kudukuren holiday. Snake form belongs to the rope. If I say to the snake, is there a snake? Snake form, the unreal snake, I am telling. Gindila park snake. Unreal snake form belongs to the rope. Rope alone appearing as snake. Similarly, the nama rupa which is appearing like a snake is not belong to this body. Belongs to the sat. Sat like rope, like sat. Ange rope, inge rope nu solla kudadu. Ange rope, inge rope nu solla kudadu. Inda nama rupa, this nama rupa is superimposed. This nama rupa does not belong to this body. This sat belong to that Brahman. Sat Brahma appearing as in this name and form. Sufficiently giving for 3 weeks analysis. Analysis pannuvo appadi. Entire nama rupa prapancha sarvam vishvam darpana drishyamana nagari. Reflection. Just reflection. Nammave mudiliyas formani alla. That is what truth. Therefore, look at the slokam. Saha nirvikalpasya. This is called nirvikalpasya. Vikalpas are all unreal. I am seeing vikalpa. As I am seeing the vikalpa, it is not there, I can say. Mirage water is there. Vikalpa is there. Really it is there? Mirage water? No. You are seeing part, vikalpa. Is it there really? I am seeing all bodies. They are there really? They are there unreally. Apparently they are there. Seemingly they are there. What is there seemingly or not? Seeming is called vyavaharikam. Apparently is there is called vyavaharikam. Whatever I say apparently is there, seemingly there is called vyavaharikam. What is there seemingly, experientially. But what is not there? Paramarthically. Absolutely speaking, what is not there? Adi eppadiyo? An example. School of part, 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 part. No part. Example vidungo. Think about this part. Correct irukillaya? Idhu oru part. This part is also like that. No vikalpa at all. I, the Atma, am with an incidental body, mind, complex which is seemingly appearing, apparently appearing, temporarily appearing. There is no substance called body. For him, dhirasya, this person is called dhiraha. Dhiraha means jnani and artham. Don't take this. Balavan. Dhiraha means intelligent person, jnani, dhirasya. Akashasya eva, like a space. The space have division, vikalpas. No vikalpa in the space. You cannot cut the space. A chunk of space, என்னோட வீட்டில் ரொம்ப கம்மி இருக்க சுவாமி, இந்த ஹால் ஜாஸ்தியா இருக்கு, கொஞ்சம் எடுத்துட்டு போறேன். You cannot, thank God. Akashasya eva, that Akasha is not touched by anything, affected by anything. No one can do anything. It is nirvikaram, sarvagatam, like that. Iva putirkar, underline pannukonga. Iva like that. Akasha has got a birth. Atma is birthless. There are samanya amshas, vishesha lakshanani, samanya lakshanani. So, don't take all features. Uncommon features, common features. Common features are what for Akasha and Atma? Sarvagataha, Akhandaha, Nirvikaraha, all these are changeless. It is all pervading, accommodative, all these are all called common features to Atma and Akasha. What are uncommon features? Atma is birthless. Akasha is having birth. Uncommon feature. Akasha will end. It has got an end. Atma doesn't have. Atma is nityaha. Akasha is not nityaha. Tattva bodha. Care of tattva bodha. Akasha siva. Akasha samsaram irukku. Ko samsaraha. Where is the question of samsara? Okay. Samsara means what? Problem. Problem means here what? Karma. Karma pravaha. Prarabdha karma, sanchita karma, agami karma, punya, papa, all this jivatvam. Even Ishvara takes himself as a saguna, rupa, form. He is also samsari. Even Ishvara consider himself, my Ishvaratvam is true. Ishvara is a maha samsari. Ishvara is Ishvara. My Ishvaratvam is a temporary role. அவருக்கு தெரியும், நமக்கு தெரிய மாட்டேங்கிறது. ஜீவத்வம் இஸ் எ டெம்பரரி ரோல். ஜீவத்வம் இஸ் நாட் ரியல். ஜீவா ஃபுட் இஸ் நாட் ரியல். ஜீவா ஃபுட் இஸ் நாட் ரியல். ஜீவத்வம் இஸ் நாட் ரியல். ஈஸ்வரத்வம் இஸ் ஆல்சோ நாட் ரியல். ஈஸ்வர ஹுட் ஆல்சோ நாட் ரியல். தென் வாட்? ஈஸ்வரா ஆஸ் ஆத்மா இஸ் ரியல். ஜீவா ஆஸ் ஆத்மா இஸ் ரியல். தென் ஃபார் சம்சார. Where is samsara? There is no samsara. Kvacha abhasaha. Where is misconception, superimposition? Kva abhasaha. Then, kva sadhyam, kvacha sadhanam. What to accomplish? Sadhyam. What to accomplish? Is there anything to accomplish further? Sadhyam means a goal to accomplish. Or sadhanam, any sadhana means to practice. Is there any means for him to practice? No. Nothing is there for him. What is appearing, what is not appearing, whatever is a sadhanam, sadhyam, all are not there. Why? He is already siddhaha. Siddhaha means I recognize, I was Atma, I am Atma, I ever will be Atma. My Atma Swarupam is ever accomplished thing. Ever accomplished thing. It is not, I am going to become Atma. I am not going to get Atma. I am not going to reach Atma. After dipping in Ganga, Haridwar, 100 times, I become Atman because of purification. Vellila vanda swami odane atma gnana vandachana. Here, now itself, you are consciousness existence principle. In spite of body, mind, doshas, there are so many defects. Intellectual level, limitation. Mental level, limitation. Body level, chollave venda. In spite of that, thank God, I am limitless Atma Swarupam. This is the jnanam. Kva samsaraha, kvacha sadhanam, kvacha sadhyam. Sadhyam avad, sadhana sadhya is only for a jnani.
Jnani is Siddhaha. Who is Jnani?
So you must have courage to claim.
Bhayapadadinga. Abhayam pratishtham vindate adaso bhayangato bhavati. As long as you see you are different from Atma, I am body, world is there, Ishvara is there, I am different. Ut aram antaram kurute, whoever sees a wee bit of difference, bhayangato bhavati. Ape me bhayam, 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 bhayam irko. Enna ahumo. Enna ahu, anatmakke, anything happen at any time. No one can stop. For anatma, body, mind, anything can happen because mind is changing chemicals. It is full of chemical changes. You do not know after 1 hour how your mind is going to function. All are chemical changes. That is when mind is depressed, they give some chemical medicine. The connection, body, anything can happen to the body, mind at any time. But I, the Atma, can never be touched at any time, at any place, by anything. That is my real nature. That is why Sarvatma Bhava. I can see the Atma in every body, in every body. See enough? I see enough. I don't see, I cannot see, I need not see, I recognize. Okay. Next, 67. Okay.
Sajayet charchasanyasim Purna swarasa vigraha Akritrimonavachinne Samadhiryasya vartate.
At least the sloka or loud boldly you can chant. Fake it and make it. This glory is my glory. As I'm chanting, chant boldly. As my glory is this. Bhayapadadinga. Okay. You need not afraid of. Claim. We are all claiming anatma. Property, profession, position, children, family, body, what we should not claim, we are claiming. Ni claim pandalame, it is a sulva. You property, you claim. You claim for that. None of them are telling you claim for Atma. Illa anatma pati claim pandana. You claim for this, that and that. You are Atma, you claim for this. Claiming. I am Atman is the best claiming. Don't claim for anything in the world. You know, who is claim it. You have a right to ask. You have right to ask. Go and ask. Claiming in mind. Anatma pati, what do claim for? If you want to claim, claim for Atma. Not for anything else, all meager, worldly, limited, finite things. Don't waste your energy, time and all. Nothing belongs to us. Everything belongs to Bhagavan. We are only trustees. Adikulla, namma veedu, namma profession, namma position, namma people. Illa claiming enna. That's why we are wasting our energy, time, precious time. I don't want anything. Everything belongs to God. Whatever Bhagavan has given, I make use of it and hand over to Him. Bhagavan also sees this person claiming what I have given. Anna, how can you claim that? It's mine, Bhagavan says. If I claim anything as mine, I am entering the field of Bhagavan's property. I am entering in the field of
பகவான்ஸ் ப்ராப்பர்ட்டி இன்க்ளூடிங் பாடி. ப்ராப்பர்ட்டி புரியுது சுவாமி, வாட் அபவுட் பாடி? சன், டாட்டர், மை சன் சுவாமி. யுவர் சன் இஸ் நாட் யுவர் சன், இட்ஸ் எ கிஃப்ட் ஆஃப் காட். யுவர் டாட்டர் இஸ் நாட் யுவர் டாட்டர், கிஃப்ட் ஆஃப் காட். யுவர் பாடி இஸ் நாட் யுவர் பாடி, கிஃப்ட் ஆஃப் காட். எவ்ரிதிங் இஸ் கிவன் பை த லார்ட், நெவர் கிளைம். Give with it in return, thanksgiving. Thank you, Bhagavan, you have provided me, everything you have given me. What can I give for you? I am always thinking, what can I give for you? I have made me to born in this culture, and such a teaching and a guru, shastra you have given. What can I ask? Nothing is there, nothing left out to ask. Is it way to Bhagavan? You are the one. You really deserve what? Nobel Prize. Nobel Prize. You want to get Nobel Prize from Bhagavan or local people? Okay. Saha Jayati. He wins over. He conquers. No? Jayati means here, he is glorious because of his victorious person. Who is he? Artha Sanyasi. The one who renounces all external factors, who has renounced all, artha means all objects, external objects. Renounce means not physically renouncing, but mentally renouncing the attachment. Artha sannyasi. Why? Because he is purna, swara, swarasa, vigraha. Vigraha means an embodiment. Vigraha means an embodiment of Swarasa. Swarasa means Atmarasa. Swarasa. What is that Atma? Purna Atmarasa. Rasagasthevayam labdhvanandhi bhavati. Andarasa. Okay. Purna Swarasa. Vigraha. Akritrimaha. Spontaneously. Unconditional. Anavachinne. Unconditional consciousness. Akritrimahan, spontaneously, samadhihi yasya vartate. The one who remains in samadhi absorption spontaneously without any abhyasa. Tiraprajnaha, gunatitaha, parabhaktaha. Spontaneous abiding in the Atmaswarupam. How it can come? By practice, that spontaneity will come. By nididhyasana. So you practice nididhyasana for 3 weeks, non-stop nididhyasana. Whole Ashtavakra Gita revise. This book every day you do parayanam, nishtha, very easily it comes. No doubt in that. Purnamadah purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate. பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. ஹரிஹி ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம்.